Settling a rift. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The U.S. and European Union have reached an agreement over tariffs. The Trump administration imposed tariffs on EU steel and aluminum in 2018 on the claim they were a threat to U.S. national security. That justification outraged Europeans and other allies, leading to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products. The deal was struck as President Biden attends the Group of 20 summit in Rome. The leaders there endorsed a global minimum tax of 15% on corporations. The goal is to deter global companies from stashing profits in nations where they pay little or no tax. Meanwhile, President Biden says international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program will resume. He discussed the matter with the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain. The group issued a joint warning about provocative steps Iran is taking, continuing to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. And President Biden received communion at St. Patrick's Church in Rome, a day after he says Pope Francis told him he should continue to partake in the sacrament. The president's support for abortion rights has put him at odds with many U.S. bishops, some of whom suggest he should be denied communion. But Father Stephen Petroff is the rector at St. Patrick's in Rome.
I'm not the Eucharist police. The Eucharist is, as Pope Francis and many popes have said, medicine for those who need it, who is everyone, all of us.
And just relax your arm next to
That's you. Vice President Kamala Harris getting her COVID-19 booster shot after she made this pitch.
The vaccines are free, they are safe, and they will save your life.
More than 26,000 New York City municipal workers remained unvaccinated against COVID-19 after Friday's deadline to show proof they've gotten at least one dose. However, a last-minute rush did boost the vaccination rate to 83%. Those who haven't complied will be put on unpaid leave starting Monday. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.